إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد عباد الله، فإن المسلم متميز عن غيره بعدة أمور، منها إخلاصه لربه، فهو لا يعبد إلا الله، ولا يستعين في جميع شؤونه إلا بالله، وفي حال نكبته لا يستغيث إلا بالله. ومنها أنه متميز عن غيره بصدق حديثه والوفاء بعهده وأدائه لأمانته ونزاهته عما ليس هو له، وإن تطرف له فإنه يعلم مما أخبره به نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بقوله: لن تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن أربع: الحديث، وعد منها المال، فقال: وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. رواه الترمذي وصححه الألباني. أيها المسلم، إن الإسلام إنما جاء ليهذب النفوس على ما يحبه لها وبها خالقها العظيم، لذلك فقد أمر المؤمنين بأن يكونوا مع الصادقين، وأمرهم بالوفاء بالعقود وحفظ الوعود وأداء الأمانات في كل حال وحين، فهذه هي مادة تزكية النفوس. نعم أيها المسلم، قد يأتي المسلم بشيء مما نهي عنه، أو قد يترك شيئا مما أمر به، ولكن ذلك لا يكون إلا على حد منه عمن هو يراقبه، وفي حين ضعف منه في إيمانه. فإن استمر في مثل ذلك، كلما عن له محرم ارتكبه أو واجب تركه، فإنه لا يزال يضعف إيمانه بربه العليم المطلع على ما يفعل هذا العبد، ولا يزال إيمان العبد يتناقص بارتكاب هذه الآثام وانصرافه عما يحبه من لا يبخل ولا ينام، حتى ربما اضمحل الإيمان من قلب ذلك العبد، فأصبح كما في الحديث عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت: فأصبح كما في الحديث لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا ما أشرب من هواه. ثم اعلم أيها المسلم أن المسلم متى ما تلبس بشيء من المحرمات وجب عليه المبادرة إلى رب الأرض والسماوات فيستغفره ويتوب إليه ويقلع عن ذلك الذنب الذي ارتكبه. فقد ثبت عن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن أنها قالت: كان لأبي بكر غلام يخرج له الخراج، وكان أبو بكر يأكل من خراجه، فجاء يوما بشيء فأكل منه أبو بكر، فقال له الغلام: أتدري ما هذا؟ قال أبو بكر: وما هذا؟ قال الغلام: تكهنت لإنسان في الجاهلية، وما أحسن الكهانة إلا أني خدعته، فأعطاني بذلك، فذا هو الذي أكلت منه. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها: فأدخل أبو بكر يده فطاء كل شيء في بطنه. وهذا هو الفاروق عمر، دعا ثاني الخلفاء الراشدين في موقف من مواقفه العديدة العظيمة الدالة على صدق إيمانه وثقته بربه ورجوعه إليه. فعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قدم عيين بن حصن فنزل على ابن أخيه الحر بن قيس وكان من النفر الذين يؤتيهم عمر، فقال عيينة لابن أخيه: يا ابن أخي لك وجه عند هذا الرجل فاستأذن لي عليه. فأذن الحر لعيينة فأذن له عمر، فلما دخل عليه قال: ها يا ابن الخطاب، والله ما تعطينا الجزل ولا تحكم فينا بالعدل. فغضب عمر حتى عم أن يوقع به، فقال له الحر: يا أمير المؤمنين، إن الله عز وجل قال لنبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم: خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين، وإن هذا من الجاهلين. قال ابن عباس: فوالله ما جاوزها عمر حين تلاها عليه وكان وقافا عند كتاب الله. فأين أولئك الذين لا يقفون عند دلالاته ولا يأتمرون بأوامره ولا ينتهون عن نواهيه؟ أيها المسلم، ترى وتسمع كثيرا من الناس اليوم يتفننون بالحيل الباطلة بأخذ غنائم لا تحل لهم، من مبدئهم في ذلك: الحلال كل ما حل بيدي والحرام ما لم تنله. وتراهم يبعدون عن الصدق إلا إن ظنوا أن الصدق نافعهم، إلا إن ظنوا أن الصدق نافعهم تلك اللحظة، وإلا فهم يكذبون في بيعهم وشرائهم من أجل حبنة من مال تزول مع ما زال، وهم يكذبون فيما يقدمونه من أعذار حين ضبطهم مخالفين أو حين إرادتهم تحصيل ما يقدرون على تحصيله بصدقهم. إما أن يكون ليس لهم، أو أنهم لا ينطبق عليهم النظام المخصص لتحصيله، فهم يبغضون النظام إذا قيد أيديهم عما ليس لهم، ويحبونه إذا ما أكسبهم. قائدهم في ذلك نصائح أبي مرة عدو الله، فتارة يقول لهم: الكذب للضرورة جائز، والكذب على ضربين أبيض وأسود، والرشوة في غير مضرة للغير إثمها على آخذها لا على معطيها، والنظر إلى المحرم صغيرة إن لم يتبعه فعل، وما إلى ذلك من الحيل الشيطانية التي هم أنفسهم بها عالمون، غير أنها راقت لهم فهم لها مسوغون. وإنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي خلق الظلمات والنور، ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأستغفره مما يقول الظالمون، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه إلى يوم يبعثون. أما بعد، فإن من أبرز ما يتميز به المسلم إلى جانب كونه على عقيدة صحيحة ومتابعة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صريحة في غير ما غش ولا مواربة، هو أن يكون على ما ميزه به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وميز به شخصية المسلم بقوله: أربع من كن فيه كان منافقا، ومن كانت فيه خصلة منهن كانت فيه خصلة من النفاق حتى يدعها. إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا خاصم فجر، وإذا عاهد غدر. رواه البخاري ومسلم. وفي رواية لهما: وإذا أتمن خان قال وإن صلى وصام وزعم أنه مسلم. فطبق عليك هذا الحديث أيها المسلم، وإني لأسأل الله عز وجل أن لا تكون فيك إحدى هذه الخصال فضلا عن اجتماعها. ومما ميز به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم بقوله: من غش فليس منا. من غش على الإطلاق، وإن كانت الرواية الأكثر والأشيع: من غشنا ولكن الغش محرم عليك أيها المسلم ولو كان مع الكافرين ولو كان مع الغاشين. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: أدِّ الأمانة إلى من ائتمنك ولا تخن من خانك، لأن الخيانة بئسة البطانة، وهي ليس من خلق المسلم مهما كان، فإنه دائما أمين مؤتمن كما أمره ربه عز وجل. فأين أولئك الغاشون في بيعهم إذا باعوا وفي شرائهم إذا ابتاعوا؟ وأين أولئك الغاشون في رأيهم إذا استشيروا وهم بخلاف ما يعلمون من الحق أشاروا؟ وأين هم أولئك الذين يغشون في أعمالهم إذا اؤتمنوا وفي وظائفهم إذا لم يكن ثم من يراقبهم من البشر؟ فتناسوا رقيبهم الذي لا يغفل ولا شيء عنه يغيب. وأين أولئك الذين يزورون ويشهدون بالزور من أجل تحصيل دراهمهم لها تاركون وعنها محاسبون فإنها لغير فظلمها لغيرهم وشؤمها على أنفسهم. أين المطففين في مكيال في وظائفهم في أماناتهم إذا اكتالوا على الناس يستوفون كيلهم يستوفون راتبهم وما استودعوه من أمانات عند غيرهم؟ وهم إذا كالوا الغير في البيع والشراء في الدوام في تحقيق مصالح الأمة والحق العام هم يخسرون. ألا يظنون أولئك أنهم مبعوثون ليوم عظيم يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين؟ أم أن حب الدنيا قد استحوذ على قلوبهم حتى أراهم الحق باطلا والباطل حقا؟ وغدا مبدأهم في جميع مكاسبهم، كل ما تغلب به فالعب به. وفي علاقاتهم بالآخرين: أخوك من نفعك لا من تنفعه. وهم بهذين المبدأين يهدمون شخصية المسلم فيهم هدم الدركتر إلى المعول. وهم مع ذلك كله من جرمهم وجهلهم وغفلتهم عن ربهم تجهم على ما عند الله دائما يعول. فاللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا. اللهم اجعل رزقنا حلالا واجعل ما رزقتنا إلى جنتك بلاغا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من موارد الحرام ونعوذ بك من جميع الآثام. عباد الله، قد أمرتم بالصلاة والسلام على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأكثروا عليه منها لا في هذه اللحظة فحسب، ولكن في كل آن، وخاصة يوم الجمعة وليلة الجمعة. واعلموا أن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا. فطيبوا أموالكم عن المكاسب الحرام، وطيبوا أنفسكم بذكر الملك العلام، فاذكروه يذكركم، واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
قاربوا تناظروا سدوا الخلل الحادي من المنازل والأقداس، لا تدعوا خروجات الشيطان، لينوا بإخوانكم وفرقوا بين صبيانكم حتى لا يعبثون. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله يا الله الحمد الله الله أكبر.
Dear brothers and sisters, we are starting a way which is titled by the distinguished of the Muslim from others. We began the khutbah by praising Allah with khutbah al-hajah, and then we said afterwards, O slaves of Allah, verily the Muslim is well distinguished from others by several things. From these things that the Muslim identity is well recognized and distinguished from others is being sincere to Allah, his sincerity to Allah, to his Lord. So he doesn't worship except Allah. He never seek any help from others except from Allah. He never seek protection and rescue except from Allah Ta'ala. And the second thing that the Muslim is distinguished from others with his honesty in speech, his fulfillment of his obligation, and being or staying away from getting anything which is not for him, which has not been prepared for him, even if it is came to his hand or to the level that he can take, that it is not for him. As in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, verily, no one will leave the land of resurrection until he is going to be asked about four things. And from these four things, Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet ﷺ emphasized the wealth, the money, where from he got it, and on upon what he spent it. As in the hadith reported by Tirmidhi and authenticated by Al-Albani. So verily, O Muslim, Islam came to beautify the soul and make it upon what Allah Ta'ala likes for it to be upon. And that's why the believers are commanded to be always with and amongst the honest ones, and always to fulfill all their contracts and promises, and to keep and retain the safe things, the things that are safe with them. And this is the method of purifying the oneself. Yes, it is true that a Muslim can make mistakes. The Muslim may be found doing a sin of what he is for to come to, or he may be found shortening or not doing what is he commanded to do. But this is only when he is not having in mind well what is been told to him in the Quran and in the Sunnah, that Allah Ta'ala is watching him. And that would happen from him when his iman is getting weak. As if he continues doing like that, I mean the sins, doing every sin that he can do, or abandoning every obligation that he should do, then his iman is getting decreased up until his iman goes totally from his heart. So he will continue doing these sins and staying away from what is being made obligatory upon him until his iman goes. As in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the slave commits a sin, then a black dust is put in on his heart until it becomes fully black. So no light can go through. Light of belief, light of good belief and good character and good manner, it cannot get through. But the Muslim should always be as what the Sahaba gave the example of, as what in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the authority of Aisha radiallahu anha, who said that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, her father radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, had a slave who used to go and collect the harvest for him. And whenever he brings the harvest, Abu Bakr al-Siddiq used to eat from it. And one day this slave brought food. So Abu Bakr ate from it. When he ate and swallowed the whole thing, this slave asked Abu Bakr, do you know what is this or from where it is? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq said to him, no, but tell me what is it. He said, I did a fortune tale at the Jahiliya, at the time of ignorance, for somebody. While I never knew anything about this thing, about fortune telling, but I tricked him. So he gave me something, and this is what you ate is part of it. immediately Abu Bakr Siddiq, as Aisha radiallahu anha says, he put his finger into his throat and vomited. Everything was in his stomach. Just to avoid having anything haram in his stomach. Look at this. Look at this. Today, people are well aware of everything haram that they can taste, and they go and taste. They want to know anything about haram or how to collect. Well, whether haram, halal, they don't care. They don't care. And look to the second Khalifa, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one of his incidents, and there are lots of incidents that Umar ibn Khattab proved his iman in. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, who said that Uyayna ibn Hassan came as a visitor to Medina, and he came and stayed in the house of his nephew Al-Hurr ibn Qais, who was one of those people whom Umar ibn Khattab bring close to him. Why? Because they were people of ilm. Ilm is the only thing that can make you or give you value. Ilm is the only thing that can give you big value. And as much ilm you have, as greater value you have. As greater value you have. So Umar ibn Khattab used to take this Al-Hurr ibn Qais to him as one of his shura. His uncle Uyayna ibn Hassan said to him, "Oh my nephew, you are very close to this man," meaning Umar. "Will you ask him for allowing me to come and talk to him?" Al-Hurr ibn Qais went to Umar and asked him if he permits his uncle to come and talk to him. So when Uyayn ibn Hassan came in, he immediately, Umar thought that the man is going to talk to him about what can benefit the Ummah. But he immediately started accusing and attacking and criticizing Umar, saying, "Oh, Ibn al-Khattab," and this is bad to talk to someone, although it is good to name him with his father's name, but it is bad because the Arab use it sometimes to make the person little. Instead of saying, "Oh Umar ibn Khattab, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, oh Khalifa Rasulullah," he said, "Oh son of al-Khattab," like if you are nothing. And then he started saying, "Wallahi ma tu'tina al-jazid," you don't give us what is enough for us. "Wala tahkum baynana bil-adl," and you never judge justly between us. Look at that. So Umar ibn Khattab was very angry. Why? Why should Umar be angry? Because this is false. This is not true. And it wasn't said as an advice. It was said as a criticism. And if the Khalifa of the believers is criticized, then who else is trustworthy? Who else is trustworthy? The person whom the Khalifa of Rasulullah and Rasulullah himself named him as the Khalifa. Rasulullah himself named him as the Khalifa. And now someone comes and says to him what he says. As many people today say that, "Oh, we are free to criticize the rulers. If they do wrong, we criticize them." No, you are not free. You are not free. And if you do, you are in sin. And if your speech caused harm to the community and split, wallah ya akhi, I'm afraid that you're gonna be in a big trouble in the government. Big, big trouble. And you may lose the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You may lose the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Umar al-Khattab was very angry, and he was about to punish him. And this shows that this is for the ruler. If someone accused the ruler has the right to punish, because too many people today, as Human Rights Watch, they say, "Why you punish the people who criticize the rulers? This is not freedom. This is not democracy. And the great mess that is happening in the West. There is a great mess. They mock the ruler, they no respect for the ruler, and whatever the ruler says, they don't take. This is a great mess. And people cannot be controlled like this way. I don't mean to become, then the ruler become a dictator and just kill and, no, no. The ruler should do his duty, and we should do our duty and should respect him as he respects us. And if one of us goes wrong, there is a way to correct. That Allah Ta'ala clarified in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ clarified in the Sunnah. So when this happened to Umar, and he was very angry and he was about to punish Uyayn ibn Hassan, Al-Hur ibn Qais, and here comes the benefit of the scholars, benefit of people of knowledge, to know how the people of knowledge are beneficial to the community, come to like these stories. When Umar ibn Khattab, the Khalifa, the very strong Khalifa ever known, was about to punish Uyayn ibn Hassan, Al-Hur ibn Qais, who was one of the shura of Umar ibn Khattab, stood and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, verily Allah Ta'ala said to his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خذ العفو, take the forgiveness, be forgiven, وأمر بالعرف, and command of good, وأعرض عن الجاهلين, and stay away and turn your face to the other side of those arrogant. Don't talk to them, don't listen to them. That's what Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is to all of us, not only to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever they say to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from what can the people do, it is also for them. And then he said to Umar, and this is one of the arrogant, and this is one, his uncle. If he is that, why should he say that? If, for example, he finds that Umar doesn't judge, well, he should have told him, well, in this incident, in this case, you judge so and so, while it is clear, it is the other way. In this case, you say so and so, and this is wrong, you should say so and so. Umar won't be angry. Umar, a woman, stood and corrected Umar. When Umar limited the duel, a woman stood and said, how come you limit something that Allah Ta'ala made open for us? Here Umar said, what and where? She said that Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, أَوْ أَتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. And if you give one of these women to marry as a duel, قِنْطَار. قِنْطَار, as Abu Huraira says, is as big as the mountain of Uhud. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, if you give a woman as a duel money as much as the size of Uhud, so that means duel is not limited. Now, what did Umar do when he hears this? He says, Sadaqa Allah, Asabat Imra'a wa Akhtar. Allah is the honest, the most honest. A woman was right and Umar was wrong. And he will tell that. So if Umar, in many cases, Umar was corrected and he accepted. In the incident of Abu Huraira, when he brought Abu Huraira and he said, Ya Abu Huraira, why you are saying many ahadith? People did not hear. He said to him, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, you remember in one day when we, you and I and some others, were with the Prophet ﷺ in the house of so-and-so, and he told us, tell the news from Bani Israel, or tell the, talk about Bani Israel, bring of their news and know harm, and convey an ayah of the Quran or guidance of the Islam, and whomsoever says false about me, then he has registered his seed in Jannah, in the fire. So, Umar ibn Khattab, immediately when he heard that, he said, okay, As long as you know this, you can say whatever you like. Another incident, Umar ibn Khattab, here's Ammar ibn Yasir in the Hajj, giving fatwa that Hajj can be, here's Ammar ibn Yasir giving fatwa of tayammum. And he said, if you break your wudu and you don't have water, or you have little water only to drink, or you are ill, you cannot use water, then you can just hit on the ground for one time and then wipe over the other and wipe your face with your both hands, and that is enough. So Umar was wondering of that, and he brought Ammar. He said, Ammar, how come you give this fatwa? He said to him, oh Umar, do you remember when you and I were in a journey and we both of us had janaba? So I rolled myself on the soil like an animal doing, and you stayed without prayer. He said, you do not pray until you have, until you reach water. When we came to the Prophet ﷺ, he ﷺ told us, whenever we have no water or unable to use water, just to hit the ground under, and he showed us how to do for tayammum. Umar ibn Khattab immediately said, yes, I remember, you are right, and I will never stop you from giving fatwa. So Umar returned back. Three now incidents. Another incident. One day, a man, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, came and knocked the door of the house of Umar ibn Khattab for three times, and he left. Umar opened the door and he saw the man walking away. He called him, come back. When the man came, when Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came, he asked him, why you knock the door and you leave? Why? He said, well, I hear Rasulullah ﷺ said that if one of you has permission to enter any house, he should ask for three times if he is permitted or he should leave. So Umar did not say, okay, you Abu Musa, mashallah. He grabbed him with his clothes and he said to him, I will not leave you, I will punish you if you don't bring me. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari went to the Sahaba who were sitting together, and he was very scared. He said, Umar ibn Khattab is going to punish me because of this. Who heard that hadith as well as I did? They said, all of us hear this. And we're going to send the youngest one of us with you as a witness. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, you go with him. So when he came to Umar ibn Khattab, he said, oh Abu Musa, I never ever suspected you telling lie about the Prophet ﷺ, but I didn't want the people to just say whatever they like. And then they say, this is from Rasulullah. So Umar ibn Khattab, in many cases, he returned back.